Unit 18, Review 2, Activity 1, Preferences. An interviewer is interviewing Sarah on preferences. Listen carefully. What things does Sarah like? Write down her answers in proper places.
Let's do this survey on preferences. Where do you prefer to live, Sarah? Do you like houses or apartments?
Apartments, I guess. They're not as much work to keep clean. Also, I like living downtown, near my job and near stores and restaurants. I think apartments are more convenient.
How about food? Which do you like best? Beef, fish, or chicken?
Well, I like them all. But I'd say I like chicken the best. It's healthy. And I know a lot of different ways to cook chicken.
The next question is about entertainment. Do you watch much TV?
Not very much. I do watch the news every day, though. I watch TV mainly for the news. I read more often than I watch TV.
How about vacations? Would you rather take a vacation in the mountains, at the beach, or in a big city?
The mountains, definitely. I live in the city, which I like. But for vacation, I like to get away. I like to go camping, hiking, that sort of thing. So I like the mountains a lot.
One last question. When you were in school, what was your favorite subject?
My favorite class in school? History. I like learning about important things, you know, events from the past. I like seeing what history tells us about life now.
Activity 2. Do you believe it? A. Listen to several newspaper headlines. Write them down.
Number 1. UFO sends TV sports show to Earth.
UFO sends TV sports show to Earth?
Number 2.
Giant kangaroos attack school.
Giant kangaroos attack school? Number 3. 2,000-year-old Greek statue has face of rock star.
2,000-year-old Greek statue has face of rock star?
Number 4.
Man loses 100 pounds.
Man loses 100 pounds? Number 5.
Elephant joins soccer team.
Elephant joins soccer team?
B. Listen to the news. What information is in the stories? Do you think they might be true? Tick to show your opinion.
Number 1. UFO sends TV sports show to Earth.
James Russell of Toronto had an unusual experience. He was watching television. Suddenly, the TV showed a strange picture. It was a sports game from space. The game seemed to take place on a UFO. The space creatures were playing with a ball of fire. Mr. Russell thinks the program was sent to Earth from a UFO.
Number 2. Giant kangaroos attack school.
Giant kangaroos from a national park near Canberra, Australia's capital, recently attacked an elementary school. The school was located on the edge of the city. A mob of about 60 kangaroos hopped through the school, smashing desks and breaking windows. Fortunately, the attack took place on a Sunday. No one was at school at the time, so no one was hurt. The kangaroos were much larger than most, about twice as tall as a man.
Number 3. 2,000-year-old Greek statue has face of rock star.
Scientists in Greece found a statue that is over 2,000 years old. The statue looks just like the famous rock and roll star Elvis Presley. How could the statue look like the American music star? The scientists say they don't know. Elvis's fans say it's proof he lived before. Number 4. Man loses 100 pounds.
Roger Sims was overweight for years. His doctor told him to lose weight. If he didn't, he would get sick. Roger took the doctor's advice. Too seriously, maybe. He lost 100 pounds. That's nearly 45 kilograms. How did he do it? By eating only watermelon. He ate watermelon for breakfast, watermelon for lunch, and dinner? Watermelon. How does he feel now? Happy and tired of eating watermelon.
Number 5. Elephant joins soccer team.
The Blazers soccer team has a new member, Zambo the Elephant. The elephant has learned to kick the soccer ball. He can bounce the ball off his head. Of course, the elephant doesn't play in regular games. He performs tricks before the team's soccer matches. The kids love him. The players say Zambo is just like a member of the team.
Activity 3. In-flight service. You are going to hear two people talking on an airplane about in-flight service. Listen carefully. Answer the following questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, and children, of course, this is your cabin stewardess, Jane. Our in-flight film will be starting in 10 minutes' time, and today we're showing a love story, Certificate 15. It lasts 118 minutes, but more important, it stars Mary Morgan and Peter O'Moore, and it's good family entertainment. If you do want to watch, there's just a small charge we have to make, unfortunately. We'll come round with the headphones, so please have your money ready. In dollars, it'll be $5, in sterling, $2.50, or 30 francs, if you prefer that. Naturally, we also take marks, and that'll be 9 marks 50. Just a few words about the film. It's a humorous love story with plenty of action. There's a bank robbery and a very exciting chase by helicopter. And there's some lovely scenery in the mountains, and some very good scenes in Paris and London. And some of the scenes were shot in our airline headquarters in New York. Now, while I come round with the headphones, I'll hand you over to Pat, who'll tell you about the duty-free bargains from our shop.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. If you don't want to watch the film, the bar is open on the deck below. Or, if you press the buzzer, one of us, Anne or myself, will be along to take an order. And, as Jane said, there's our duty-free shop, which is full of super bargains. You'll find a list in front of you. We mentioned it when you first came aboard. And if you want to order something, we'll bring it to your seat. That's how the shop works. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's about it. And while we're waiting to start, I'll play you some background music from the film.
Activity 4. Match of the day. A. You are going to hear 3 sports commentaries. Decide which sport is being played.
1. Today ends with a fight featuring Onakuni, also known as the Panda. He has quite an easy fight today in a match against Fujinoshin. Fujinoshin is heavy at 150 kilos, rather close to the ground. He's nicknamed the Truth, which comes from a fighting name which means the true Mount Fuji. The fight is delayed by a false start from Fujinoshin. That worries Onakuni a little. He's a man who doesn't like to start too soon. It's the Panda who wins in the end. Fujinoshin starts well and he pushes the Panda backwards. But he doesn't seem to be able to follow through. Onakuni is just too big to move, and in the end he pushes his way through, using the advantage of 60 extra kilos, and he carries Fujinoshin away. A good win for Onakuni.
2.
Now then, Higita's come about 40 meters out of the goal, there to take the ball, and he must be a worried man. Well, the atmosphere is really alight now here in Naples. Roger Miller for Cameroon, hoping to get them through to the quarter-final. No African country's ever gone that far, but it's not over yet. Can they do it again? Higita comes out from the goal, seems to want to get involved. I do not believe it! A goal! He's thrown the chance away! Roger Miller scores! That's it! 2-0! Roger Miller makes this World Cup belong to Cameroon! They now know that they're on the way, I'm sure, to the quarterfinals. Higita looks upset! The Colombians can't believe it!
3.
And in first place is Glendale Walsh from the United States, then Kostic from Yugoslavia. And then comes Murray. But Murray's looking very comfortable indeed, and only 80 metres to go now. Here comes Murray, coming up past Kostic now. It's Walsh leading, Murray in second place. And Murray responds to the cheers of the crowd with 80 metres to go. Here she comes. Anne Murray hits the front. Walsh is beaten. And Anne Murray is going to win for Scotland. Here she is. She's over the line in 1 minute 44.96 seconds. And second was Glenda Walsh, but that was a good win for Anne Murray under 1 minute 45 seconds. And this is only her second serious outdoor race this summer. She is looking very good.
B. Listen to the commentaries again and complete the following sentences. Activity 5. You and your community. You are going to hear part of a radio program called You and Your Community. Listen carefully and answer the multiple choice questions.
Welcome to You and Your Community, the program in which we take a look at what's happening right here in Hightown. And we start off with a campaign with a slogan, Shop a Jobber, which is being launched in Hightown today by the Police and Local Community Association. To find out more about the campaign and what its aims are, Ron Chester spoke to Chief Superintendent Barry Stokes.
Chief Superintendent, first of all, what is a jobber?
Well, a jobber is any person who comes to your house or flat, rings on the bell and asks if he can do any jobs for you. Mostly such people are itinerant workers, if I can put it like that, who look for properties which look as if they're in need of some repair or decorating, for example. They walk in and offer to do the job cheaply and straight away.
And?
And, well, they often ask for some money in advance. They might begin the job, or they might say they've got to go off and get tools or materials. Often they're never seen again. If they've been given a check, they go to the nearest bank to cash it. If they've been given cash, well, they're laughing.
But what sort of people give them money to do jobs?
Unfortunately, it's mainly elderly people. Younger people aren't usually taken in quite so easily and want to see some form of identification, or make sure they belong to a builder's federation or something. But these people seem to go for houses belonging to the elderly, and a lot of elderly people still keep a lot of cash at home, you know. Many still don't trust banks.
But is there no way of stopping these people?
Well, there are a number of things we can all do. But before I get on to those, I would like to add that by shopping a jobber, i.e., telling the police you've seen or been approached by one of these people, the public can help us to prevent crime. Many of these people, you see, will come back to a house anything up to 6 months or a year later in order to rob it. And that's one very good reason why we want to put a stop to jobbing.
And have there been many robberies recently which you think have been committed by jobbers?
We certainly know of two that have been, and there may well have been more. The worst things about these crimes is that, once again, the criminals go for old people's houses or bungalows. Often there's violence, sometimes to the old people themselves, or to their pets, dogs or cats, or to both.
These are the cases that we've read and heard about in the news over the past weeks.
Yes, and as you must appreciate, the reports have not been exaggerated. One old man was beaten up and then tied to a chair and beaten up again. All because he wouldn't tell the two intruders where he kept his money.
Chief Superintendent, thank you very much.
听力课堂, 听class.com